It's safe to say that Spain will be celebrating yesterday's World Cup victory for days, with parades, public speeches, and plenty of food. And we wondered, what might they be enjoying at all those celebratory feasts? So we called on someone who's no stranger to our listeners, Chef José Andrés, the host of the PBS series Made in Spain.
What I can tell you, something like will not be on the menu. This may seem like a joke, but after watching this octopus poll, betting that Spain will be the winner, you are going to understand that I don't think anyone is going to be eating octopus anytime soon.
Now, I should explain something. You took octopus off the menu at all your restaurants because of this psychic octopus named Paul.
I began tweeting a few weeks ago, and in the heat of the moment, I tweet, "Hey, Spain beat Germany. I'm taking the octopus out of the menu." And, you know, I didn't realize what I did. And now I have to stick to my word in honor of this creature that selected Spain as the winner.
Oh, as a sign of respect.
My watch,
okay.
One is going to be eating octopus in my restaurant for a while. So it may seem like a joke, but to me it's kind of how nonsense winning a World Cup can be. But in a more serious note, politically, to win this is so amazing because Spain is such a small country, but at the same time, we are so many different people and so many different languages that finally we had kind of something that happened that is uniting.
You know, it's interesting because Spain has for centuries been a bit of a melting pot, but what would people be eating to celebrate this victory?
Well, the menu will have to be the main staples of Spanish cooking that, as you said, celebrate the melting pot of Spain, of Romans, of Jewish, of Arabs, all working together through generation. So, you know, probably gazpacho will be on the menu, the great tomato soup. I will probably serve a very good Rioja wine with the grape Tempranillo, which is the national red grape of Spain. And probably, why not, a paella, but a paella done in the right way, over wood-burning fire.
It sounds delicious, but José, do me a favor. Think of that coastal village where you were born and where you grew up. What do you think people would be serving there? Help me understand what a celebration would be like in one of the small villages in Spain.
Where I born is Asturias, the beautiful northern region of Spain, very green, beautiful mountains, beautiful sea. And there people love simple ingredients that somehow pay tribute to the goodness of the earth. So the national dish in Asturias is fabada asturiana. It's a beautiful stew of a bean that is called faves that you will cook slowly with blood sausage, with chorizo, and with bacon. And drinking always sidra asturiana, which in English is cider.
José, when they rung you up, I wasn't sure that you were going to have a voice left to talk to us because I imagine you were screaming at the top of your lungs. But I'm so glad that you saved some of your voice for us. It's been great to talk to you.
I did for you anything, and I can tell you I was crying like a little kid for so long. So between crying and the voice, anyway, if I lose the voice, we'll be good. But I'm happy I had voice left for you.
That's José Andrés. He's the host of the PBS series Made in Spain, and he runs several restaurants in Washington, D.C. and Los Angeles. He spoke to us from the airport in Johannesburg.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.